Exploded very, very quickly as the river level was quite high, and the spill occurred during a storm that dumped 2.5 inches of rain on Guerneville. The Santa Rosa Police Department is developing a comprehensive 3-year strategic plan that will be crucial in shaping the department's future. Part of the process is a survey available in English and Spanish that aims to gather insights on community members' experiences and interactions with the police department, community engagement initiatives, and community safety priorities. The survey is active now and will remain open through March 18th and can be accessed through the police department's website. A United flight lost a tire while taking off from San Francisco International Airport Thursday morning, and it fell onto a car in an employee parking lot. The flight was headed to Japan, but it had to divert to Los Angeles after losing the wheel. The runway the plane used was briefly closed to clear some debris. Now, there was no danger to passengers, as planes are designed to land missing tires. The passengers finally got on their way to Japan last night. Don't forget, daylight savings time starts this Sunday at 2 a.m. So before you head to bed Saturday night, move those clocks forward 1 hour. Now, we do lose an hour of sleep, but we gain an hour of sunlight at the end of the day. We'll get that hour back on November 3rd when we set our clocks back 1 hour. 7:32 at KZST, time for an update on Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Mirop. Hello again, Olivia. How are the roadways?
Hi, good morning. We still have no new incidents to report. Traffic is still looking pretty good for your morning drive-in. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
I look at my face in the mirror, my neck, my jawline, my cheeks, and I think to myself, all I need is just a little lift.
I can help with that. I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs, triple board certified facial plastic surgeon and director of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg. My Mighty Mini Lift procedure lifts the fascia in just the right spots to give you that little boost with natural looking and lasting results and less than the cost of a full facelift.
My results are even better than I expected. Dr. Jacobs and his staff are amazing.
It's the most popular facelift procedure I've introduced to my patients in more than 20 years. It can even be combined with other procedures, and you'll be back to your routine in about a week.
To book a free consultation to learn whether you are a candidate for the Dr. Jacobs Mighty Mini Lift procedure, visit thejacobscenter.com. Thejacobscenter.com.
This is Larry Flynn, owner of The Floor Store. This month marks our 38th anniversary as a family-owned business in the Bay Area. We're celebrating the best way we know how with our biggest sale ever. From now to March 18th, everything in every store will be 30% off. That's everything. Carpet, hardwood, tile, waterproof flooring, even quartz countertops. It's the Floor Store's 38th anniversary celebration, and you're invited. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, Bay Area Flooring Authority.
You can download the Pluto TV app for free. Pluto TV, stream now, pay never. In sports, how about this for awesome? On April 13th, the Cardinal Newman boys baseball team will take on the Ukiah boys baseball team at Oracle Park. There will be 2 high school games that day. Theirs will be the second one. To attend, fans must purchase a ticket to a regular season Giants game that will grant them access to free tickets, or you can apparently buy them directly from each high school. And your forecast. Today, lots of sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Really a nice day. Tonight, though, increasing clouds, overnight lows dipping to the 40s with the possibility of some showers late. Tomorrow, chance of showers early, then cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. Rain is likely on Sunday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Today is International Women's Day, when we celebrate all women and show them how much we love them, value, and respect them. The first International Women's Day was celebrated on February 28th, 1909 in New York. It was the United Nations General Assembly who proclaimed March 8th as International Women's Day. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
take a bed. Run away, but we're running in circles. Run away, run away, run away.
Sonoma County's KZST, welcome to your Friday. It is 7:40. It is 41 degrees in Santa Rosa. Sunshine today, gorgeous mid-60s on the way. Up next, our hot topic of the morning.
Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, and welcome to Industry Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on the sales position in an industry you've certainly heard of. The industry has been around for over 100 years. More than 90% of Americans check it out every week. And the seasoned local sales pros make an average income that transcends six figures. The top 5% of earners in the Santa Rosa area. The industry? You're listening to it. Radio. If you're a sales pro who wants to make an income to match your skills, contact Steve DiNardo at Amaturo Sonoma Media Group at 707-284-9124. That's 707-284-9124. A career in radio and digital sales is fun, entertaining, and I believe we've already brought it up, lucrative. Set up your confidential interview with Steve today. Call 707-284-9124. Amaturo Sonoma Media Group is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel a safe distance until you can't smell the gas, and then call 911. First responders will make it safe. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
The blue and white dress that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz sold at auction for over $1 million.
Where'd you hear that?
I heard it on the radio.
In a survey, 22% reported looking at a newspaper during the workday, 36% television, 48% used radio.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
100.1 KZST. It is 7:40. It is Friday. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio for Hot Topic of the Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, which means Fun Pants Friday.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God. Okay,
I thought some fun ones today.
I thought I've seen all your pants. I have not seen these pants.
No, this is the first time I've worn these here.
Please describe them, if you will.
All right, so this is my favorite pattern of all the ones that I have. It is called Shagadelic White.
Oh, my God.
So it is kind of a white background with, I think, Scooby-Doo. I guess it's
Kind of pastel-y,
yeah,
or
it's
colorful.
Got green and orange and big flowers and kind of like things that look like grapes that are on there. So think Shagadelic. Think 70s and 60s, really wild. If you're going out partying in 1969, you would wear these.
You cannot miss you. Wherever you see, where are you going today? You're going to be out in public where people could look at your pants?
I'll be out and about a little bit.
Okay, if you see someone really obnoxious pants, that's Brent Allen.
Yeah, and I have the same pattern. I have it wrapped around my golf cart, too. So if you see a golf cart with this pattern,
you know,
it's the only one in the world.
I've had listeners call saying they tune in just to hear about your pants on Fridays. Seriously. So
today's the first. Today's the debut.
Yeah, so yeah, those are obnoxious. Fun Pants Friday. Okay, so our hot topic of the morning is shrinkflation. Very controversial at the moment. Of course, the president's speech last night. But this is an opinion trending all over social media from a Muppet, the Blue Cookie Monster Muppet from Sesame Street, speaking out on the topic, very unhappy. He recently claimed his favorite treat isn't quite what it used to be, and that the culprit is shrinkflation. He did it through posts on Twitter, or X, and I quote, and I don't know how to talk like him, but he quoted, he said, "Me hate shrinkflation. Me cookies are getting smaller." That's what the Cookie Monster said. The Muppet's solution to shrinkflation, eat more cookies. Of course, the local Girl Scouts are saying, cheering, eat more cookies. So yeah, that's Cookie Monster and crazy.
So you got to at least try and talk like Cookie Monster.
Oh,
it makes
I can't.
Come on.
I want you to say it.
Me hate shrinkflation. Me cookies are getting smaller.
Perfect.
See, somewhere between Cookie Monster and Yoda.
That's pretty good. That's way better than mine. So yeah, we'll take that. Good job.
Oh my goodness. And you know what? Just hours after the Cookie Monster spoke out over his unhappiness with his shrinking cookies, President Biden chimed in from the White House and responded to the Muppet, saying C is for consumers getting ripped off. The president is calling on companies to put a stop to shrinkflation, and there is even a national task force looking into it. And it's not only cookies, but, you know, if you get a bag of chips, fewer chips inside. Some burgers we talked about yesterday are getting smaller. Even drinks, you get a canned drink, some of them are 11 and a half ounces, not 12 ounces.
I mean, it is a thing. Mm-hmm. It is a thing at the grocery store, shopping malls, coffee shops. I mean, prices going up, products going down, less of it. So, I mean, I don't know. I think no one is happy about shrinkflation. It's not good for families. No one wants to be ripped off, taken advantage of by companies making everything smaller. So, you know, the only place I'd like to experience shrinkflation would be in my thighs.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. One of the few things you can still do in your underwear.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan. Get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed too fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision.
Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Yes, I'm okay with shrinkflation hitting my thighs. All righty, let's check traffic right now. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Miroff in our Rohnert Park studio. How's traffic?
Hi, good morning. Traffic is looking pretty good. We have no new incidents to report. We do have a slight slowdown northbound US 101 north of Todd Road going into downtown Santa Rosa. You'll just see your typical morning commute traffic there. And then Sarah 12 interchange to US 101 traffic is pretty heavy going northbound from 12 on ramp all the way to about Steel Lane. You'll see some slowdowns in that area as well. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirup on KZSD.
My life is brilliant. My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel of that, I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'll never be with you. Yes, she caught my eye as we walked on by. She could see from my face that I was flying high, and I don't think that I'll see her again. But we shared a moment that will last till the end. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Well, as far as your weather goes, mostly sunny skies today, warmer. We'll see temperatures in the mid-60s around Sonoma County. Right now, it's 42 degrees at KZST, and we may get some rain over the weekend.
Hello, Santa Rosa. It's Cupid. You know, the pudgy little baby with wings, flies around with a bow and heart-shaped arrows? Yeah, that guy. Anyway, since most of my work dries up after Valentine's Day, I decided to take on a side hustle. That's right, I'm now the official spokesbaby for Splash Express Car Wash. They're those fancy new car washes on West College Avenue near Dutton and Santa Rosa Avenue, just south of Highway 12. With all the latest bells and whistles, Splash Express has everything you need to keep your car looking beautiful inside and out. And I'm not just saying that because I'm their spokesbaby. Cupid's got a sweet van that he keeps extra clean thanks to Splash Express. They have a few different unlimited wash packages. And right now, the first month of any package is just $9.99. Endless love for $9.99? Yes, please.
Find out more about the Splash Express monthly car wash packages at splashexpress.com.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At More Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time, out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges, out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call More Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call More Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
Heritage Trophy. Rafters above the rest.
This is David, and I'm here with Todd Felciano, owner of Heritage Roofing here in Santa Rosa. So, Todd, let's talk about what happens if I wait too long to re-roof my home.
Well, several things can happen, the first of which is water damage. When you get moisture intrusion in your home, it can cause all kinds of problems like drywall and paint damage, and it can also lead to, dare I say, mold, and nobody wants mold in their home.
Yeah, mold is nasty.
The other thing is pricing. Unfortunately, we're in a challenging season economically, so the sooner I decide to make the investment, the better.
So, have folks call Heritage Roofing?
Yeah, it's super easy. We'll set up a time to meet with you and look at your roof and provide a free estimate. Call us at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, David.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest. KZSD.
Mama said
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, March 8th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:59. I'm Brent Allen. Sunny and very nice for today. A great day to get outside. Currently, a little cool. We are sitting at 43 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. According to a lengthy article in the Press Democrat, Sonoma County missed out on some $38 million in funding for substance abuse treatment services back in 2018. The county was in the process of applying for funds, but then Director of Health Services Barbie Robinson never took the final agreement to the Board of Supervisors for their approval, missing out on the funding. Robinson no longer works or lives in Sonoma County. While we will not have another election results update until around 5 p.m. today, Sonoma County Registrar of Voters Diva Marie Proto has stated that with the addition of over 73,000 ballots received after the polls closed, Sonoma County's voter turnout will be close to 50% of the registered voters. That number will be slightly higher than the state average, but lower than previous elections in Sonoma County. Petaluma police arrested 69-year-old John Larson Wednesday after receiving a call from a girl who stated he was attempting to harass her and some of her friends and attempting to give them cocaine and marijuana. Larson apparently followed the girls to East Washington Place Shopping Center, where he almost got into a fight with another individual. Police were able to arrest him. He is being held on $75,000 bail due to previously being arrested